You are listening to WSIU, powered by you. It's primary election day in Illinois. We'll talk about what can be expected with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute's John Jackson. Thanks for coming in, Dr. Jackson.
Sure.
So, as many people are expecting, this is going to be a pretty substantial election in both the Democrat and Republican Party as voters go to choose their nominees that'll head into the November election. Am I right?
I think this is an unusually exciting and interesting race on both sides and from top to low down county level races. There have been a lot of challenges to incumbents, especially in the governor's race. You don't expect that. I expect turnout will be up, and early voting return indicators are that turnout is up, particularly on the Democratic side.
Sure, we're hearing from a lot of county officials saying that they're seeing more people headed to the polls today.
Right.
You mentioned primary election challenges, particularly for the governor. As we look at some polling heading into today, it looks like the race between Governor Bruce Rauner and his Republican challenger, State Representative Jeannie Ives, has really tightened up. Are you surprised there?
I am a bit surprised. According to that poll, which of course is out this morning, it's tightened up. I think the governor will probably prevail, but Ives has given him a scare, certainly. She's been on television way more than a challenger ordinarily can be and can afford to be, and she's had some effective television, and it's fueled by hard right money that's coming from very conservative sources, and they've invested in her, and she's certainly given the governor a race.
Regardless of the outcome there, how does this challenge affect his ability to govern for whatever may be the rest of his time in office?
I think it's a difficulty for him, particularly, of course, from now till November. After that, he'll either have his license renewed or he'll be out. So he's got difficulties there.
He could face a Democratic challenger in a crowded field in the race for governor on the Democratic side of the ticket. Any expectation? Will J.B. Pritzker carry this in your mind?
I think he will. Biss and Kennedy have put up good challenges. It's been a good workout for him. But Pritzker started early, spent the most money, has the deepest organization. People don't notice this so much, but he's got the best ground game in the state, and I think that will pay off for him.
Those races, the Democratic and Republican races for governor, have gotten the largest majority of publicity, but there's also a race for attorney general, that seat being vacated by Democratic Attorney General Lisa Madigan. We've got a Republican primary and a Democratic primary there.
Very heated races on both sides, but particularly on the Democratic side, and it's really, I think, down to Pat Quinn versus Kwame Raoul. They've consistently led the polls. It'll be one or the other of those almost certainly, but there have been a lot of other candidates in that because the seat hasn't been open for 18 years. And on the the Republican side, it's unusual for the party organizational favorite to have been heavily challenged, and Erica Harold had the support of the governor. He put a lot of his money into her race. But polls have shown that her challenger has been effective, or at least the don't knows are the biggest category. So that one's yet to be played out.
As with so many times, these races come down to money, and there's a lot of money going into this Illinois election. We've seen primary challenges for incumbents like Representative Terry Bryant in Southern Illinois, as well as Republican primaries for numerous state house races. It's funded mainly by Dan Proft and it's his Liberty Principles PAC. How important is that money, do you think, in these races?
Well, it's crucial. You can't mount a challenge, particularly to an incumbent like Terry Bryant, without having some money from somewhere. And Dan Proft and Liberty PAC are all over these races in these Republican primaries. And that's where that challenge is coming from. And that's very unusual.
Many of those who are being challenged were those that voted against Governor Bruce Rauner when they voted for the budget to end the budget impasse. Do you think that has an effect in voters' minds?
Well, it's what they're counting on and what they're running against. they're not clear about the alternatives, but they are so incensed in some of these cases, as in Representative Terry Bryant's case. She crossed over and helped get a budget and helped get the state back on track, and that's what the challenge is all about. We'll see. I'm very skeptical it's going to be effective today, but certainly the challenge is there.
And of course, you can catch all those election results this evening on WSIU. Find us online at WSIUnews.org. John Jackson is a visiting professor and a political expert with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale. John, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
This is Primary Election Day on WSIU. And again, you can hear all the results coming up this evening from WSIU and Illinois Public Radio, and find those results online at WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller. You're listening to WSIU.